Tigers.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Welcome to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com, live from Frickers in Adrian here on South Main Street. Ian Wendt here with you. Josh Mitchell in our studio. Josiah Durrell running social media for Adrian College. Stacy Mitchell, our marketing specialist. That's what we're going with this week. Of course, Mike Prang, the sports information director, helping us with the show today. And really, every Monday night, 7 o'clock, it's a busy night at Frickers. Lions are on in about an hour or so, so we might stick around and watch that for a little bit. Frickers is offering an NFL jersey giveaway, so just write your name and your phone number on a piece of paper, basically a ticket. And if your name is drawn at halftime of the football game tonight, you'll win an NFL jersey. Also, boneless chicken wings, the special tonight at Frickers, so a great time. We're going to talk some rowing, women's rugby, women's soccer, but first, football is on the mind. We're going to talk to a couple defensive linemen, Randall Broom and Mike White. Randall is a senior from Flint, Michigan, and Mike is a junior from Bay City. I'm going to go with the vet here, Mike, so hang on just for a second. Randall, you've been through a lot. You've been here this is your fifth year, right, of being on this team.
It is my fifth year.
Ups and downs, to say the least, right, in your 4 years and four games.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a lot. Last year was a low point, so mm-hmm. I've been a part of great defenses and really average defenses, but this year we've just really taken a new turn towards the best.
Coaches have raved about you to me. I don't know if they do to you or not or what, but, like, when they talk about you, they talk like captain material, like you're a guy that people look up to, not just because you're a fifth year, and I see Mike shaking his head. Have you really kind of embraced a leadership role now that you're one of the elders on the team?
Yeah, I actually had to embrace it, like, my sophomore year. They always looking to me for, like, advice or something to, like, the freshmen. For real, they just looked to me when I was like, I'm a year older than you, and they already looking up to me like I just started just like you. But I always try to give good advice and try to get them to the next level. So I like right next to me, because most of them did play next to me.
Sure. What brought you to Adrian all those many years ago?
Originally I was at Lawrence Tech. I was there for like a month, and then that didn't work out. I didn't like the coaches. I didn't like the culture. I didn't like what was going on over there. So I, like, dropped out, took a year off, and then Adrian was, when I was getting recruited, like, my second choice. So All I did was apply to the school in January. 2 weeks later, I get a call from defensive coordinator. He was like, I see you applied again. And then when the fall came around, I was on the team again.
There you go. So you went NAIA to Division III.
Yeah.
Right? We're glad you did. You've played a lot in your time here. Right in that interior. And I don't know, did you play some D-end in your early days or just D-tackle?
Yeah, I came here as a D-end.
Okay.
And last year they wanted me to play D-end, but they put me back in the middle.
Yeah. Well, so far, so good. We talked about when you got here. What made you stay, right? I mean, we all know what happened with Coach Deere. You stuck around, right, through the transition to – Coach Palka, you have some good memories and some bad from both, I'm sure, but maybe some differences between last year and this year.
Last year was just – it wasn't the team first for most guys. They were just out there, like, I'm going to be an All-American and all that type of stuff. And I'm like, we still got to win games for you to be All-American. So that was a big part of us not, like, being successful last year. And part of the reason I stayed was because Coach Polka, I was one of the first guys he talked to when he got here. So he was like, whatever we got to do to get you to stay here, we're going to get you. So that's why I initially stayed. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you did, of course. All right, moving to your junior, Mike White. I gave you my player of the game last week for your performance against Olivet. We'll get to that in a little bit, but you're originally from Bay City. You're a junior, one of the new faces on this team. So what brought you to Adrian College?
What brought me to here was actually Coach Shields. He brought me here. At my old school, I actually came from LTU also. So I was a transfer from LTU. We had some mishaps with our coaching staff. Coaching staff ended up getting fired. I wasn't really liking the way our program was heading over there. Coach Shields reached out, and back when I was in high school, I got recruited by the old coaching staff here at Adrian. So it was also my second choice. Okay. I really loved the campus when I came on a visit. I still got my old pictures. I was like, kind of just came off full circle. It was kind of crazy.
And now you're both on this defensive line. You're starting, and there is a bit of a rotation, right? Getting that starting role, very cool. So I guess, Mike, your experience first four games of this season, just how it's been for you. I mean, 4-0 is pretty darn special.
Oh, yeah, no. 4-0 is pretty special, but, you know, every day, I mean, because we worked for it. I mean, it all starts out in fall camp when Coach Baca brought us all here. I mean, we all bought in so quick, so fast. We all came together as a team. We all bonded so quickly. I'd never been this close with the team. Like, I'm hanging out with offensive players. Like, at my old school, I would never do that. But, I mean, we're so interconnected, and we all love each other. And I think that's the big thing for us.
When they play that Pump It Up song at the stadium, and you guys are jumping around, and so are the coaches. Like, that's one of my favorite parts of a Saturday afternoon now is seeing the team beat together. And some might look at that and say, well, that's not very disciplined, and you got to be very you guys have fun, and you play well. So that's part of the culture, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. It's part of the culture, and, you know, we bring it every day. And that's actually something we practice in practice, was that Pump It Up. Because, you know, we got to bring it on Saturdays. Because, you know, you don't practice it. It's just going to be, you're going to look at the sideline. It's not going to be as electric as we see it on Saturday.
Randall, let's talk about, you spend a lot of time with your DC, Ron Shields, and he can be an intense guy, I'm sure. A lot of defensive coordinators are fiery and fun. Might be a couple words to describe Coach. How would you describe him?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. he was here before, and I was like, he just got a charismatic way about him. I'm like, I just want to play for this guy. I can't explain it.
Like he wants to put on shoulder pads to go hit somebody with you. Is it like that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. The game last week, homecoming, brings a different element. Your third home game of the season already, but the first MIAA game. And what I really noticed was this line of scrimmage is kind of vicious. You know, you guys are really getting after it. Like, nobody's breaking off big runs, and there's stuff after the whistle and all of that. But you're in league play, so it means that much more. Let's go to you, Mike. Your first MIAA experience. It's not NAIA football, but some pretty big hits right around that football.
Oh, yeah. No, it's some different, though, for sure, because we came in here. These guys were physical. They're big. They're physical. They came off the ball. They were playing around. But, I mean, that experience, I mean, something that I know as a D lineman I would look for, because I like to be in the physical up front. So I think that's why we also thrive, because us as a D-line, as a crew, we thrive for that contract and thrive to get aggressive off the ball. So, I mean, when it came to Saturday and they wanted to do that, we was all for it. And I think that's turned us up even more.
I see a lot of nodding and approval from Randall. Did you agree with that a little bit?
Yeah. We like to get after it. We do it in practice. So when it comes to the game day, it's just another day.
Yeah, we do it in practice on each other.
Yeah. Can't wait to hit somebody else, right?
Right.
And you wonder if, you know, playing Olivet, maybe they were looking like, okay, they scheduled us for homecoming, right? Like the 1-9 team last year put us on the schedule for homecoming. So, sounds like they brought it, and you guys ultimately made enough plays. Randall, inside defensively, I see you out there with Leverett. He's a character.
Oh,
I was on that bus trip with you guys, and He's a fun one. But, like, what's that D-line room like? You guys have to play as a unit, right? People just think, all right, the D-linemen do whatever they do, and the offensive linemen have a play. It looks like you guys have plays you run on the D-line.
Oh, yeah, we have plays. I mean, we hang out with each other in practice, so it's not like we're just going to sit there and just stare at each other all the time. We talk to each other. We have fun out there. So we can, like, run plays with anybody. So as soon as we caught, like, actually Dante Benton, he actually called a play with me and him. It wasn't even a play, but he just called it, and he made the play. I was like, oh, yeah.
Cool.
We are that connected right now. So.
And Coach is okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
As long as it works.
Huh?
As long as it works.
As long as it works, he's fine with it. Yeah.
Culture is the big word, right? Like, new coach, a lot of new faces. I guess what's the vibe around the team, Randall, with that new feel to it? New coaches for the most part, a couple holdovers, but just overall this year.
The new culture is it's like everybody just want to go out there and play football and win. That's pretty much it. I mean, the coaches hold us to a higher standard, but really we always really want to win. So there's nothing different there. It's just like these. It's just, I can't explain it. So it just gets me excited every time I talk about it.
Because, well, that's good.
Because these guys, they just really care about us, and they want us to win. They want us to be successful. So it's just a fun time being out there with them.
Talking with Randall Broom and Mike White with the Adrian College football team. Mike, the defense and, of course, the offense, they're a unit, right? They got to work together. New faces in the second level, right, Trey Brueggemann. And others, and then just youth all over the secondary besides Waitas, who was a different kind of cat back there.
Yeah.
A real character. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. What's it like working that type of defense, right, with the three different levels of play?
That's a good question because how Coach Shields coaches his defense and how we all come along. It's all about we all play the same role. It's all about you and your role, do your job, kind of like the next man up mentality.
Okay.
Or kind of we're all working to the same goal. Like, your opportunity can come whenever. So it's like everybody's working their hardest every day, each day and out. So I don't know if you tell us, we didn't have Trey for the first half. So we had a younger cat and Bennett stand up for us. He did great at Mike for us in the first half. And it was great.
All right, Mike, I'm not going to lean on you for this one because you haven't played Albion yet. This guy, last shot at Albion at their place. Like, have you talked to the team about the Britons and going over there and playing those guys?
No, not yet, but tomorrow is the day.
Tomorrow's the day?
Yeah, that's our biggest rival, so we got to come with everything we got.
Yeah, you thought Olivet hit hard.
Yeah.
Here comes Albion. Well, both of you, congrats on the awesome start to the season. Let's keep things rolling. The football team is playing Albion on the road this Saturday, 1 o'clock. Albion on the call for 103.9 WLEN, our sister station. But great to talk to these two, Mike White and Randall Broom, both defensive linemen for the football team. See you guys this weekend.
Yeah, all
thank
right.
you.
And once again... And we'll be back with more right after this on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The fun doesn't stop when homecoming ends. Cheer on club softball this Wednesday in a doubleheader against Macomb. Or watch women's and men's D1 hockey this coming Friday and Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The fun doesn't stop when homecoming ends. Cheer on club softball this Wednesday in a doubleheader against Macomb. Or watch women's and men's D1 hockey this coming Friday and Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The fun doesn't stop when homecoming ends. Cheer on club softball this Wednesday in a doubleheader against Macomb. Or watch women's and men's D1 hockey this coming Friday and Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
On 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com, live from Frickers in Adrian, it's the ACL Access Show. Ian Wentz here with you, Josh Mitchell back in our downtown Adrian studios. We just talked with Randall Broom and Mike White with the football team. Coming up in a little bit, Gracie Martinez with the women's rugby team, and the rowing coach for the Rowing Dogs, Andy Wimmer. He'll join us in just a little bit, but before that, Kelsey Zoli and Elise Fries with the women's soccer team joining me now. Kelsey liked doing this so much last year that she's back.
Yes.
And the senior from Canton, Michigan, you're in the forward position. That's where you played last year, I would hope and assume.
Yes.
Okay. Season so far for the Bulldogs, your non-conference record, 6-2. So you all have figured something out from the early season, and now here you are, like, your coach Nate, like, I talked to him early season and you were 1-2 or something, and he was, you know, like, oh, I know we won, you know, last week, and, you know, we just got to get better, we got, you know, the record will be fine, and here you are at 6-2. You've been on a bit of a roll. What's that been like early season?
Yeah, so we started off with a couple tough teams. You know, we had to get our chemistry together. We have a lot of new girls this season. We needed to just gain the confidence, and once we started to win a couple games, we had that momentum going, and now we're trying to keep the streak going.
Was it just getting the right people in the right places? I know Coach talked about some freshmen getting into the mix. Was that it, or was it the actual gameplay itself, do you think?
Yes, I think, you know, first game, rough preseason, you know, very hard, and then our first game was away against a very good team that had already been playing. So that was a test. Of course, it was like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Very hot game, you know. But, yeah, I think once we started to lock everybody's positions down and understand, you know, flow game and, like, how – where everyone was playing, we started to pick up the pace.
Yeah, I'd say, Elise, grad student on defense from East Point, just talked to a forward. How about How about the defense? Like, that's where everything really starts. Mm-hmm. You have to be solid on that side of the ball and hopefully get it to your scorers. And I'm going to guess that your team is more veteran up front than in the back end. Is that a good assumption? Like,
I mean, I think all around we had quite a few starters come back this year. We only graduated like 3 people, and we had a couple grad students like myself come back for a 5th year. And the back line is all returning players as of right now. Like, we have Tegan and Sid that are both captains that are in the back line as well with me and another sophomore. So it's all returners, so we already had like a pretty good chemistry and understanding of each other and how we played. So I think that part was pretty easy for us to get going.
Of your wins, 5 of them, you didn't allow a goal. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
You had nothing to do with it, by the way. The forwards, nothing to do with shutouts.
Defense. She defends when she needs to.
I mean, that's something to hang your hat on, right? Mm-hmm. That's very, very good. What do you have to do to preserve a zero? Like, that's when you get later in the game, like, whether you're losing big or not, the other team is like, we got to put one in.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you're getting their best. You're getting a push. How have you weathered that storm?
I mean, I just think understanding that every team also has good players and being sound defensively and communication is huge in the back line, and just figuring out marks and when to step and when to push a player out wide is so important. I think we do a really good job at just communicating that amongst the four of, like, everyone on the team, but like with the four of us, like, we do a really good job at just staying sound defensively and keeping our marks.
I mean, our two center backs, man, they're tough. They're hard to beat. And then we got 2 speed demons on the side. Mm-hmm. They're very speedy. And
yeah, that helps a ton, too. We have really good speed on our widths, so that helps us.
Are you that speed, or are you?
No,
the...
I'm in the middle. I'm a little slower.
She's the brick wall.
I'm a ball winner, so that helps.
Well, that does help. Kelsey, the offense, you know, 2 goals, 1 assist through 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Just personally.
You know, like,
I'm very happy.
Do you feel good about that?
I do, yes.
Okay. I don't know what's a good soccer stat 8 games through.
Yeah.
I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's always good to see different people scoring, you know, instead of the same person. And it's just, it feels great to score this early on. Last year, you know, it was a goal randomly. Probably, I don't know, it was definitely not in the start of the season, even though we are kind of midway. It still feels like we're at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, yeah, I'm very happy about that.
The season, quote-unquote, starts when conference play begins.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of a cliche, but that's really the only thing that matters in the end is, you know, hopefully winning the league in the regular season, having success in the postseason, win that tournament, and playing the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. I guess I could direct this question at both of you, being a senior and a grad student. Last year's ending kind of didn't end the way that I thought it would, and certainly you all thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a motivator for this year? We'll go with Elise first.
Absolutely. Like, Albion has ended our season multiple times since I've been here, so, like, every time we play them, it's like there's just always that sour taste in your mouth, like you said, because it just – it's kind of like a rivalry, like, I think between us, and like losing at home for the last time, like, it just is never ideal. Like, you always like want to advance in the tournament, and not doing that definitely like makes us feel like we've like not performed our best. Like, we don't want to feel like we've underachieved, but sometimes it just ends that way in the end, and when it matters the most.
Same question, Kelsey. Do you kind of echo that answer of we have unfinished business from last year?
Definitely. You know, it's very unfortunate that we lose to them in tournament play. We beat them in league play, so it's like, what are we doing wrong, you know?
Right.
It's almost like we know if we lose this game, we are out. Like, that's the end of our season. And it's just like...
it gets in our heads a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you're not unique to that. I think everybody feels that with postseason play, with any sport. You know, I mentioned Kelsey's 2 goals, and, you know, Elise, you've started all 8 games. You have half as many goals as a forward does, according to my stats. I mean, 1 shot on goal and 1 goal, you're batting 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that goal.
So as a defender, you don't really get many opportunities. As one of the taller players on the team, I get in during corner kicks when we get them. So that was when I was able to score. That's kind of when most defenders get their chance to score. It wasn't against a great team, so it's not like the best goal I've ever scored. Like it, like against a better team, it might not have went in. But I mean, it is nice to have that. It is a confidence boost, and it makes you feel good because you don't get those opportunities often. So to put it away when it matters, like when you get the chance, is nice.
Yeah, and forwards and midfielders like celebrating.
Mm-hmm. And her center back buddy Tegan, shout out Tegan Bergeron. She actually scored a header.
Yeah.
This year.
So yours wasn't a header.
No, it wasn't. No.
Oh.
It was kind of a scramble in the box.
She had to box somebody out.
I just kind of finished it. It was bouncing around in the box, and I got to it.
Well, good. You open up conference play this weekend, 12 noon, over at Kalamazoo College. Kelsey, first, your thoughts on that matchup?
Yeah, we're very excited to play them. We lost last year. We were tied, and 2 minutes left of the game, they got a PK. Very unfortunate, you know, obviously you're going to say it wasn't the right call, but it really was not the right call.
You went back and watched it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad for refs on that.
Yeah.
Like, they don't
last year we had a really good game. Like, it started off slow, but it ended pretty well, and I just think that it's a game that we think we can get like a good foot on.
All right, well, 12 noon Saturday, trying to go to 7-2 on the season, 1-0 in conference play. The big number that matters, right? 1-0 for each game. Good to talk to both of you. I've been speaking with Kelsey Zoli and Elise Fries with the women's soccer team at Adrian College. Thank you both, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank Go Dawgs.
Nice. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some women's rugby. Gracie Martinez is on deck, I hope. I'm looking around Frickers. She might be around having fun. If not, we'll switch things up and talk some rowing after the break. Either way, the show continues here from Frickers in Adrian. I'm Ian Wendt, 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The fun doesn't stop when homecoming ends. Cheer on club softball this Wednesday in a doubleheader against Macomb. Or watch women's and men's D1 hockey this coming Friday and Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The fun doesn't stop when homecoming ends. Cheer on club softball this Wednesday in a doubleheader against Macomb. Or watch women's and men's D1 hockey this coming Friday and Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Ian Wendt out here at Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. And it's the place to be on a Monday night. Place is jumping. I think they're ready for the Lions to finally beat the Seahawks. Tonight they'll kick off at about 8:15. If you're not watching the game, you can listen to it right here on 96.5 The Cave. Shortly after our show is done here at 8 o'clock on a Monday. Boneless wing special, their weekday lunch specials. I mean, it's like $7 for lunch. You get a main course, a side, and a drink. Can't beat it with these prices. So it's a great time here at Frickers. Like I alluded to earlier, we are going to call an audible. We're going to go rowing next, and I'm talking with the first season head coach of the Bulldogs, Andy Wimmer. Andy, yep. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk to you.
I'm always excited to talk about sports that I can't do and ones that I want to learn about, and rowing is one of those. Your first season at Adrian, is this your first season coaching the sport? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, yeah. So I've actually coached the sport. I've been involved in the sport since 1995. So I don't know what that math is. 29 years?
That would be 29 years.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know if you can pick up all the gray in the beard. But, yeah, I started rowing in 1995 and started coaching in 1999. And then in 2005, I pretty much started coaching at the junior level. So coaching high school level, and then I've had some good success with that, jumped up to college ranks, and this is my second time coaching in the college.
Is it college ranks. Was your experience out east, or kind of where is rowing popular? Is it popular anywhere there's a lake, or I don't know?
Yeah, Michigan is actually very popular for rowing. There's actually I want to say there's 65 or 70 teams in Michigan, in the state of Michigan, that row. So wow. It's pretty popular. A lot of smaller teams, but yeah, you're right. East Coast is a lot more popular with
West
the sport.
Coast. Yeah.
West Coast, like on the coast, it's pretty popular. East Coast, pretty much everything kind of coming in. I would say, you know, about 100 miles inshore, it's a very popular sport. So,
okay. Well, what brought you to Adrian College with all that vast experience? And now you're here heading up this club.
Yeah. You know, Adrian presents an amazing opportunity. I don't know if you've seen the boathouse that they built out on Devil's Lake.
I have not been in it.
Okay.
So if people are out there listening and want, you know, let me in, that would be appreciated.
Yeah, no, you're invited. I have keys, so get you in.
All right,
you just tell me when you want to come out.
But sounds good.
Adrian has really started. They just, President Docking decided that, you know, he wanted to have the sport based on his experience and his travel. And they decided that they were going to build the first-class facility and provide first-class amenities to get the sport started out here. And to see what they've actually started, I've seen Division I teams that don't have what we have here to build and grow. So it's an amazing opportunity for me as a coach to actually see, you know, to build a team and grow and see what we can accomplish, because really the only limiting factor here as a coach is me, which is ideal, right? I don't have anything else to overcome except for my own ability. So it's a perfect situation for a coach, a perfect opportunity for me to recruit. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm bringing kids into a situation that's one of the best in the country. So,
and you brought up Division I facilities and how this rivals with it. You row against the, quote, big-name schools that people know about, don't you?
Yeah. So we're actually getting ready for an event at the end of October, head of the Charles in Boston. You know, in our event, we won't see them necessarily, but we'll see teams from Harvard, Yale, Cal, Washington. Like, all those teams will be at this event. In our event, we'll see like the Williams and the Bates and the Wellesleys and the, you know, the big name D3 programs, mm-hmm. And some, you know, really big name D1 programs. So we'll see everybody and caught them in our course. Like last year, we raced at the national championships. We actually had a four. So as a D3 school, we were the highest placed D3 program that was racing against the Harvards and the Yales and the Browns and sure. the Princetons. And the, so it was actually pretty exciting. So we do pretty well. The goal is to do well on a much bigger scale. So,
right. And I know from my other rowing interviews with rowers and other coaches and things, there's different sized boats mm-hmm. that race different kind of events. So I'm not totally naive
yeah.
on it. I am still naive. What kind of races are those, the ones that Adrian's been in so far this year?
Yeah, so we race, so our, you know, our team's still growing, you know, like okay. the numbers are a little light at the moment, so, you know, it's a big emphasis right now on recruiting and getting the numbers, but we race in this fall. We've been competing in the men's eight and then the men's four, and then we've raced in some smaller boats like pair and double, and then on the women's side we've been racing a lot in the fours and then some smaller boats. So
what are those smaller numbers looking like, Coach? How many rowers per team? You have men's and women's, obviously, yeah, that go at the same time.
Yeah, we have men's and women's. So right now our men's team is hanging around 10 athletes, and our women's team is around.
As a crew, we thrive for that contract and thrive to get aggressive off the ball. So, I mean, when it came to Saturday and they wanted to do that, we was all for it, and I think that's turned us up even more.
I see a lot of nodding and approval from Randall. Would you yeah. Did you agree with that a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. We like to get after it. We do it in practice. So when it comes to game day, it's just another day.
We do it in practice on each other. Yeah. Can't wait to hit somebody else, right? We'll get to that in a second. But part of me is thinking of you in a boat next to some high schooler that's rowing. You're like, hey, you want to come to Adrian College?
Yeah.
You know, like, you're pretty quick. But I know that's not how it goes. How do you recruit someone to be a college rower?
Yeah, so part of our strategy this fall and the schedule that we kept this fall was the events that we go, we have collegiate events at regattas that also have junior and youth events. So it's a big pull for athletes regionally to these events. And then at that point, I get to go introduce myself to all the coaches and the kids. And,
okay.
you know, like the successes that we have, I can share that with them in real time and gauge interest. So like we were just in Toledo this past weekend and actually had a kid on his phone the day or that night, went home and applied to Adrian, got accepted, and is ready to come to campus for his tour and everything
cool.
else. So yeah, so it's sort of been a strategic thing to make sure we're going to the right events where we,
okay.
we have that introduction to our junior athletes.
So it kind of can recruit itself.
Yeah, it
right?
helps. Yeah.
yeah,
it's good visibility, it's good exposure. You know, and then when we start having success and they see that, you know, we're bringing medals home and hardware home, you know, it's a good enticement for them to come. So
the facility out at Devil's Lake, mm-hmm. 223, you know, 15-20 minute drive from campus, depending
yeah.
if you take the speed limit or not. when we talk about the facilities, what is out there for a rower? Is it, you know, a workout equipment or, you know, a rowing simulator? I don't know what's out there.
Yeah.
Like so, I said, I haven't been there before. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's about 20 minutes. You know, 223 is under perpetual construction. So
true.
It
yeah.
takes every bit of 20 minutes, even when there's no, you know, no traffic. But it's only two traffic lights. I tell people there's only two traffic lights. But, yeah, so out there we actually have a pretty impressive fleet. We have, you know, 12, like, pair doubles, which are – from a coaching standpoint, they're great boats to put kids in. We have eight singles, so individual rowers can go out. We have 5 8s, so 5 big boats that we can put kids out in. You know, so we have a great fleet out there. We have rowing machines, like we have a ton of rowing machines. The kids actually like to row right next to the boats, but we have access to the whole facility. So, you know, upstairs is big open area. We have a balcony, so they can actually go set up out on the balcony. We can do workouts and that type of stuff out on the balcony as well.
Does that facility and its location, it has to help with recruiting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what are other schools working with typically?
Yeah. So You know, like, as a for instance, like, I was just in Toledo, and Toledo's opening, like, they're starting a D1 program. And what their facilities look like versus ours, I'm like, you know, it's not even comparable, right? So they're going to be a D1 program. And I don't know what their long-term projection is, but, right. You know, a lot of, you know, a lot of D1 programs don't get started with the same energy that Adrian got started with. So it's actually a, you know, it's a great situation for an athlete and coaches as well, you know, to really get something built here. So
talking with the rowing coach at Adrian College, Andy Wimmer. So we have the home event coming up later. We don't know when that will be, but yeah. It will be out at Devil's Lake. And yep. As soon as you know, and it'll be put out there, AdrianBulldogs.com. You can find it, but the most important event is the next one. Mm-hmm. And that is coming up on the 12th of October, the head of the Muskingum.
Correct.
Is that what, how you pronounce that? In Marietta, Ohio.
Yep.
Who all is going to be there, and what are your expectations?
Yeah, so our biggest, the biggest team that we see there is Marietta. You know, Marietta is one of our big D3 rivals regionally. So we end up seeing them pretty frequently and look forward to that competition. They're a very well-established. Their college is about the same age as Adrian's. Their rowing program is actually one of the oldest in the country. So they literally were one of the founding rowing teams in the country and helped get everything established that we know. So it's really good for us as the new kids on the block to go race them and measure ourselves against that level. So so that's the big team that we're looking forward to seeing next weekend. And then so not this coming, but the following on the 12th. Right. And then the weekend after that, that's when we head to Boston, which is – you know,
head of the Charles,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the world's largest. I think it's a 3-day regatta now, but it's the world's largest regatta. Brings in the most teams, lots of international competition, the whole thing. So,
it's not free to go to these things. I mean, I think I know the answer, but the administration's support of, you know, sending the rowing team to all these different events. I mean, is it just, hey, coach, what do you need? We'll make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I don't think anybody, you know, I don't think Adrian gives anybody a complete blank check, but they give us a lot of support. So, you know, they absolutely want us to go succeed. They want us to be successful. They want us to be going to these events that are going to help, you know, inspire and grow our program. So, you know, like, you know, they definitely are supportive with us and definitely want this program to succeed and be, you know, be kind of a regional powerhouse. So.
All right, yeah, some good stuff brewing over there at the rowing boathouse, I should say, the boathouse over on Devil's Lake. I've been talking to Coach Wimmer with that program, heading that thing up, and we'll be keeping an eye on you guys Saturday the 12th. You'll be down in Ohio and over on the east side of the country on the 12th or the 19th.
Yep.
For that big event. So, Coach, thanks for switching up your time with us and talking early, and go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
And, again, that was Coach Andy Wimmer with the Adrian College rowing team at the ACL Access Show from Frickers in Adrian. Getting pretty busy, getting closer to Detroit Lions kickoff. You can hear the Lions right after this show on 96.5 The Cave. And we're going to take a break. We will be back, and we will be talking about women's rugby. Gracie Martinez is here, and she is getting ready to go. So we'll hear from her in just a moment. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The fun doesn't stop when homecoming ends. Cheer on club softball this Wednesday in a doubleheader against Macomb. Or watch women's and men's D1 hockey this coming Friday and Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
The fun doesn't stop when homecoming ends. Cheer on club softball this Wednesday in a doubleheader against Macomb. Or watch women's and men's D1 hockey this coming Friday and Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Josh Mitchell back in our studios downtown. I'm Ian Wentz here at Frickers. It's a place to be on a Monday night. I can tell you what, tough to find a place to park with all the people in here. And I think that's why Coach Gracie Martinez got here a little late. She couldn't find a parking spot, but we're glad that she's here to talk some Bulldog women's rugby. Hi, Coach.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for doing this. Your first year at the helm of the women's rugby team, correct me if I'm wrong, but the structure was you had one coach kind of overseeing both, mm-hmm. and then here you are to take over the women's team, right?
Yes. Yeah, we had Chris overseeing the men's and women's program, and I came in about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Today, actually. Yeah, 3 weeks ago today. So.
Well, the team is off to a 1-1 start. You got a win at home and then a loss on the road, but Indiana University at home, 54-19, and then on the road to Notre Dame, 53-14. You're obviously newer to the team, just mm-hmm. being here for 3 weeks, but have you had a chance to kind of get to know your players and, like, okay, these are the leaders, these are my captains, all that type of thing? Like, they're learning about you when you learn about them too, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a different experience. But the girls are so awesome. Like, they've been so adaptable. It's definitely a lot of pressure to come into a program and then just kind of try to turn everything out, for the lack of better words. So they've just been really helpful. They've been very adaptable and really excited to, like, play at the one level and just to get coached. So I'm really blessed to be here and to have that group of girls.
That's kind of the big deal, is you did move up conferences, right? Team is competing in the Big Ten Rugby Conference, spending your first season in the NCR Division I. The most recent ranking put the Bulldogs at fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Early season, all that stuff. But is there kind of an element to, oh, we're Adrian College, but we're going to play Notre Dame? Like, we're going to go play Michigan. Like, it's kind of, it can get psychological, yeah, a little bit, can't it?
Yeah, I would say that definitely happened for our Friday game. For a lot of different reasons, we're very light on our roster right now. We have about 19 girls. It normally takes about 23 girls to roster a full team. 15 play on the field at the same time. So okay, we still have enough to play. But I think they were starting to feel it. The simple fact that we were going to go play Notre Dame, they're just like, at the Big Ten school, we're kind of nervous. But I was just trying to, you know, let them know that they're totally within how do I say it? Like, they can compete. You know, they're not far off at all.
Right.
And I feel like if we had more subs on Friday, we would have definitely gave them a much bigger run for their money, if that makes any sense. Yeah.
My favorite sports movie, I'm on the record as saying it, is Hoosiers.
Okay.
It's a basketball movie about a small school in Indiana that made a great run in the state championship. And the famous scene is the coach has a player hold a tape measure at the free throw line and say, oh, what is that? And then they give the number. And then how tall is the basket? It's the same as back home in Hickory, right? Like, the rugby field's the same size. It's the same ball, the same scoring. It's just a different team on the other side. So.
Yeah, it's just a different league. Obviously, there's a difference between D2, D3, and D1. And we're playing teams who are more stacked, faster, stronger, have been doing this for a lot longer than 4 years. So that can be a little bit intimidating to the girls, but that's nothing to stop them and nothing to tell them that they don't belong in the league.
Right.
So, like I said, they just seem really happy to be there.
Coach, I was too anxious and just ready to jump into it. I need to ask about your coaching background and what brought you to the college. I just want to talk about the season, but what brought you to Adrian, and what's your background with rugby?
So I graduated from Life University. I played Varsity 1, D1 Elite rugby there for about 3-4 years. We started the program there, and they're still killing it to this day. They won 15 championships for the first time this year. So I'm really proud alumni. Past that, I started playing at Penn State. Then I transferred over to Miami, ended up at Life University. Once I graduated, I got offered to play for the Dominican Women's National Rugby Team. So I still represent them now. We actually have a really big tournament coming up in Trinidad Tobago in November. I'll be in Dominican Republic at the end of October to do a little like selection camp for that. But past that, I've been teaching youth rugby for over 10 years. I've been teaching college rugby, some women rugby as well. But I've never been a head coach for a D1 women's rugby program, and so for me, I just take a lot of pride in that, and I'm just really excited to see what we do this year.
That's quite a resume. So I guess what got you in the doors at Adrian? Like, why Adrian? You got all these different things you have going on, and here you are coaching the Bulldogs.
Right. So I'm from the Bronx, and I was living in Atlanta for about 10 years.
That's quite a resume. So I guess what got you in the doors at Adrian? Like, why Adrian? You got all these different things you have going on, and here you are coaching the Bulldogs.
Right. So I'm from the Bronx, and I was living in Atlanta for about 10 years, so I'm very much a city girl. I never saw myself coming to Adrian, Michigan.
So this is a little different.
This is so different, but it's not bad at all. Like, I actually never thought I would enjoy small town living, but it's...
But New York.
I know, but I haven't lived in New York for like over 10 years. So I lived in Miami for 4, and then I lived in Atlanta for 10, so about almost 14 years. I haven't been in the cold much.
If it makes you feel any better, it gets cold here, but the snow isn't too bad.
I've been told. So
it gets cold.
But yeah, so I told him no at first, but then they, you know, Adrian College, like, just kind of sweetened up the pot a bit. The best thing was they offered housing. For me, is amazing because I'm also trying to save, buy a house. And, you know, in an economy like this, it's just hard.
Sure.
So, yeah. And besides just having an opportunity to shape the future rugby players and Olympians, possible Olympians. So, for me, that's an amazing opportunity. I love developing women and just, you know, a lot of women haven't had an actual female coach in rugby. It's a lot of male coaches.
Right.
So I wanted to, like, be that for these girls here, and I think that means a lot to them as well. They've been we've known each other for years already. Sure. As you can see, two of the girls were just here supporting. Yeah, so they're just the sweetest. Like, I feel like I'm a big mama to all those girls right now.
Well, that's very sweet. That program over there, not too far away from Frickers, off 223. Construction going on, right? You got that rugby building. and the pitch going in. Mm-hmm. So hopefully maybe next spring or next fall you can get some home games in over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be done next spring, hopefully, okay. Fingers crossed. Yeah. But I'm super excited about that, the simple fact that Adrian is really buying into rugby, into the sport of rugby is amazing, and we get our own facility and whatnot. I think that's going to be great for the athletes, and that's going to also attract a lot of other athletes to come join the program, so I'm really excited about that.
Talking with Gracie Martinez, the women's rugby coach at Adrian College. Your next game, not too far away this weekend, you are on the road at Michigan State, 11 a.m., going to get things rolling over there with the Spartans. What do you expect? Like, what are your team expectations for the season? You got a number four ranking in the NCR. So, you know, you're up there. You're top five.
Yeah, I mean, to me right now, numbers don't really matter much, mostly because I need to make sure that I have enough athletes to compete. And so that's kind of the struggle that we're going through right now. You know, rugby's a pretty rough sport. So
right.
Injuries come up, and when you don't have a full roster, that becomes a problem. So I'm really just, because I'm new, recruiting is a little different for me right now. But okay. I want to focus on that in a little bit. But my expectations for the team, honestly, I don't have like a winning expectation. I think I just really want to change the culture of rugby for them. It's been so different at a D2 and D3 level. And when you play D1, the culture of the team matters the most. So I want to like really impart that on the girls. And I feel like a lot of changes have been made already. And they're really starting to buy into the actual rugby culture and being sisters and being like one team. And I think to me that's the most important thing out of this whole entire season. I don't really care about much about wins and losses, just about the development of the actual female athletes and the team culture. And I think everything else will fall into place.
Well, good. Well, 3 weeks in, you don't need to do everything within the next 3 weeks.
No.
It'll be a build, right?
Yeah.
Get the program rolling, and the wins will take care of themselves, right?
Yeah.
Once you establish that culture, well. I appreciate you coming in and talking with me about this program. A lot of exciting things going on with women's rugby, and good luck this couple weekends from now, and best of luck during the season.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And again, that was Gracie Martinez with the women's rugby program over at Adrian College. We are going to sign off here from Frickers and Adrian. We got to get you to Monday Night Football and the Detroit Lions as they are taking on the Seattle Seahawks. You can hear that game right here on 96.5 The Cave. Quick thank yous for the show today. Josh Mitchell in our Cave studio, Stacy Mitchell, our marketing representative, Mike Prang, the sports information director, Josiah Durrell running social media for Adrian College, so be looking out for that. The people on the show with me, Randall Broom, Mike White with football, Kelsey Zoli and Elise Fries with women's soccer, Andy Wimmer with the rowing team, and Gracie Martinez with the women's rugby program. With that, I'm Ian Wentz saying so long, and have yourself a great Monday night. This has been the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia.